Today, I am interviewing some of the founding fathers to get their perspective of what they envision for this country. I am asking them, is our country today, in 2020, the country you envision? The first founding father I am sitting down with is John Adams. John, is this the country you envisioned?
You will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it.
John, you make an excellent point. We often take our freedoms for granted. Your generation paid the price for us to be free. Are we still fighting for our freedoms the way your generation did? I would say we are not. Only 7% of Americans living today have served or are currently serving in the United States military. We expect to enjoy our freedoms without putting forth the effort to protect them. We walk around expecting others to pay the price and do the work, but if everyone does nothing, our freedoms will be taken from us. Today, I have Irish statesman and philosopher Edmund Burke to add his thoughts on this topic. Edmund, what is your take on this topic?
The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Excellent point, Edmund. America has great men and women, but if they do nothing to protect our freedom, evil wins and our freedom is gone. Thomas Paine, what do you think about this?
From the east to the west, blow the trumpet to arms. Through the land, let the sound of it flee. Let the far and the near all unite with a cheer in defense of our liberty tree.
That is interesting. You among many believe that we should defend our liberty. With defense comes our right to bear arms. James Madison, what are your thoughts on the right to bear arms?
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country.
That is so true, James. Going back to what John Adams said in his interview, we should want to defend our country. What is the point of living in a place that you do not want to defend? If you do not want to defend where you live and the people you live with, then you do not care about you or your country. James Madison, could you add your thoughts on this?
Americans have the right and advantage of being armed, unlike the citizens of other countries whose governments are afraid to trust the people with arms.
I totally agree with you, James. We have an advantage to defend our country, not to be used in violence, but for defense against evil. The evil we should want to keep out of our beautiful America. Each of these founding fathers fought for our freedom in one way or another. They all stood up for what they believed in and protected our beautiful country. We should have the same drive to protect each other and our country. Their vision for this country is what we should strive for. We should want to come together as a united people and fight for our freedoms, protect our freedoms. We should not only defend our country, but be proud of it. We should take pride in what we do for our country and each other. Thomas, could you add additional insight?
We have it in our power to begin the world over again.
That is a good point, Thomas. No matter how bad you think the world is right now, you can make it better. You can start by defending the freedoms our founding fathers fought for. Don't let all of their hard work go to waste. Our freedom is important and should not be taken lightly. Be the change you want to see in the world.